Dori Gold is an advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Sharon. He used to be Israel's ambassador to the United Nations. Mr. Gold, last night Israel designated the Palestinian Authority a terror-supporting entity that must be dealt with accordingly. Does that mean that the Israeli government is now finished with any diplomatic dealings with Yasser Arafat?
Well, first of all, we're speaking about a determination that is factually indisputable. In other words, in the area under the jurisdiction of Yasser Arafat's Palestinian Authority are located international terrorist organizations such as Hamas, Islamic Jihad, PFLP, the organization that invented airplane hijacking, and as a result, Israel has been facing escalating terrorist attacks. What the government decided last night was to determine that the Palestinian Authority is an entity supporting terrorism. But the Israeli government also stated that it is ready to alter this determination should the behavior of Yasser Arafat change.
Can you explain something? If Hamas takes credit for the weekend bombings in Jerusalem and Haifa, as that group did, why did Israel target such things as Mr. Arafat's helicopters and his office, if not to oust him from power?
Well, for example, in the areas around Yasser Arafat's office in Ramallah, are the offices of Force 17. That is Yasser Arafat's personal bodyguard. One of the byproducts of this intifada violence that's been launched on Israel is that Force 17 has become one of the leading organizations that's attacking Israeli civilians on a regular basis. Therefore, Force 17 is a legitimate target for Israel's war against terrorism.
Is your statement that if the Palestinian Authority were to behave differently and Yasser Arafat were to act differently, you would deal with him again? Is that sincere, or is that a fig leaf just to keep the Labour Party from bolting from Mr. Sharon's coalition? I mean, everything else in your language about Mr. Arafat and the Palestinian Authority suggests you want to see this guy out of there.
Well, again, the Prime Minister of Israel has said repeatedly that, you know, it's not up to Israel to choose who are the Palestinians' leaders. But what it is up to Israel to do is to clarify that unless Yasser Arafat accepts the new post-September 11th international norms and disbands the vast infrastructure of terrorism that has grown, then Israel will have to do what's necessary to defend itself and look at him as an entity supporting terrorism.
What's your honest assessment? If Yasser Arafat were to say, we will now, the Palestinian Authority, will work together with Israeli security forces after all these months of intifada, and we will together root out Hamas and Islamic Jihad and refrain from any attacks. Do you think he could survive in leadership right now? Do you think he could survive as the leader of the Palestinians right now?
Well, you know, we admit that he has a difficult challenge ahead of him, but there are certain organizations and certain facts that are directly under his control. He certainly controls his own presidential guard, and yet they are responsible for 50% of the attacks against us. He controls his government media very carefully, and yet Palestinian television and Palestinian newspapers carry some of the worst incitement, including speeches in mosques that call on Palestinian children to strap dynamite to themselves and go into Israeli cities. That kind of incitement he can stop immediately. That certainly would be a great beginning and begin to build confidence back among Israelis that a process of peace with the Palestinian Authority is doable in the near term.
Mr. Gold, thank you very much for talking with us.
It's my pleasure.
Dori Gold, former Israeli ambassador to the United Nations and an advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. He spoke to us from Jerusalem.